And a milestone now for the people of Iraq and the city of Baghdad. Baghdad is hosting an Arab League summit. Security has been stepped up, but what sort of welcome will the leaders get from the residents of the Iraqi capital? Rami Rahayam reports for our partner, the BBC.
It's not always that the shopkeepers here have time to play backgammon. This is called Su' al-Harij, which implies chaos and noise. Usually, as you can imagine, it's a very busy market. But now, there's almost nobody here, except for the shopkeepers.
Assalamu alaikum.
Kif shabab? وتأثر الشغل؟
والله يأثر 100%. المواد كلها غالية زين كادة حسب تلون الناس كلها قاعدة بس نقول بلكن إن شاء الله هالقمة ناجحة وإن شاء الله خير إن شاء الله.
So this gentleman is hoping for a successful summit but is saying that yes, the security situation has affected business quite severely. But there are a few passers-by. I've just seen a man walking past with a big bag of what seems to be papers.
بحث الحب عن معنى له فوجد ضالته في عينيك.
It turns out to be Nabil, a local poet who writes about everything from love to democracy. Have you written anything about the Arab League? عندك شيء أي قصيدة عن القمة العربية؟
نعم 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 نعم.
He has a poem about everything.
نعم. عراق القمة للعرب كان وما زال مصدرا للهمة زالت وبحمد الله النقمة رعب الصدع هدفنا وإنارة العتمة لأعداء العراق.
To sum up without anything near the eloquence of this gentleman, this Arab summit is a shock to Iraq's enemies and it's a blessing to Iraq's friends and it will mark the beginning of the Arab consensus. ألف شكر. سلام.
Consensus or not, the Arabs will get a bright reception here in Baghdad. Along stretches of highway, several men paint the final touches of white and yellow on the sidewalk. Malik is one of them.
So, he just said that he is very proud that the Arabs are coming here. And yes, he did nod his head with a smile saying, they do take care to make Baghdad pretty for the Arabs, but not for us. But still, they are visitors and they deserve it.
Here in Sadr City, no one's painting any streets. Arab kings and heads of state will not visit this eastern suburb. And if they did, they probably would not get a warm reception. Soon enough, a crowd forms around me.
Abu Ahmad is saying the government is just holed up inside the green zone and leaving the rest of Baghdad to fend for itself.
The people in this crowd have plenty to complain about. They are tired of watching as their country's vast wealth passes them by and they live their lives in poverty. For now, Iraq's leaders look to reclaim a long-lost regional role, but people here are hoping that sooner rather than later, they will look within.
From the streets of Baghdad there, Rami Rahayam reporting for our partner, the BBC.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.